Hello, this is Rabbi Mordechai Fleischer of the Denver Community Kollel, bringing you this week's thought on the parsha. This week we don't have a parsha. It is the holiday of Sukkos. We begin the holiday of Sukkos on Friday night, and so we will have the Sukkos Torah reading. I want to talk for a few minutes about the what's known as the Dal and Minim, the four species. The four species, the lulav, the palm branch, the esrog, the citron, the hadassim, three myrtle branches, and the aravos, two willow branches, are a mitzvah in the Torah for us to take them on Sukkos and to take them together. And there are, apart from the mitzvah in the Torah and the fact that God commanded us to do so, there is a great deal written about different, deeper ideas of what they represent and what we are accomplishing through taking them and through shaking them and so on. And I want to focus on one area, and that is that there are sources, especially deeper sources, that say that each of the four species parallel one of the letters of God's name, the four-letter ineffable name of God, the Yud, the He, the Vav, the He, which we do not pronounce as it is written, but rather we pronounce it as the name of mastership of Hashem. I'm not permitted to just say that name, but it begins as Ado, and that name of Hashem represents, that is the highest level of Hashem's manifestation and connection to our world. Other names of Hashem represent more specific areas of connection or interaction of Hashem with our world. That name is the ultimate name of Hashem's connection and connection with the universe, with creation. So how do these four species represent Hashem's connection with creation? So each of these, there are sources that indicate that each of these four species manifest a unique element of connection to life that we don't find necessarily in other areas of plant life, but that they display unique connection to life. Because the palm tree, the Talmud says, the palm tree from which the lulav, the palm branch, it's specifically a date palm, comes from, the Talmud says it has one heart. In other words, it is singular. If you look at a palm tree, it's a single trunk that goes up, and all the branches come up from a single trunk. There's a unity in that tree, as opposed to other trees which branch out and go in all different directions. There's a unification within this tree, and so hence we have a very basic level of unity and connection within this tree. The esrog, the citron, the Talmud tells us that the fruit remains on the tree year round, does not fall off and spoil. Or if you go to the land of Israel, any given time of year, you will see esrog trees in different parts of the land of Israel, and you will often see esrogim on it at any given time of the year. Yes, there are new crops growing, but you will constantly find esrogim, and so you have the idea that it is producing fruit. It is connected to production and to life year round. The tree is evergreen, and the fruits are available all year round. And again, this is a symbol of the connection to life and to production. The myrtle branch, the Torah refers to as a branch whose leaves are braided. The idea is, or actually that the wood has braids upon it, because the myrtle branch, the leaves, have the appearance of being braided around each other. They are tightly packed. And again, here we have the idea that a braid is connected. They're interlocked, they're interwoven. And while the leaves are not actually braided, it gives that appearance, and they are very tightly packed and connected to each other. Again, we have this idea of connection. Lastly, the willow branch. If you ever look at a willow branch, the leaves are not really connected to each other, but the Torah refers to it as Arvei Nachal, the willows of the stream. And the Talmud infers from this that this is a species which is usually found growing by water. And in fact, if you go to the land of Israel, you will find willows along the banks of the Jordan River. Many, many willows, and this is where you will find willows growing naturally, very often are by bodies of water. Water is the source of life, certainly for plants and for humans as well. And so the idea that willows grow by water, next to water, is again a symbol of that connection to the source of life. So when we take these four species, we are in essence creating a connection between Hashem, the source of all life, and our world and ourselves. And so as we go through the holiday of Sukkos, after Yom Kippur, we are seeking to create connection connection between ourselves and Hashem. We go out in the sukkah, which is referred to in Aramaic as tzila dehimnusa, which means it is the shade of our faith. We, in a sense, sit under the divine clouds of glory that the sukkah represents, the clouds of glory that shielded and protected the Jewish people during this sojourn in the desert after they left Egypt. That is what the sukkah represents. We go under Hashem's protection. After Yom Kippur, we move out into a new year, and we are protected by Hashem. And these four species, we take one element of it, and one idea is to create that connection with the source of all life, to connect Hashem to our world, and to connect us in a very real and solid fashion through these four species. I recommend, if you have the ability and the opportunity, to try to get a hold of them. If you yourself don't have a set, perhaps contact a friend. Many Chabad houses around Denver will be more than happy to help you take and shake the four species during Sukkot. So if you have that opportunity, it's certainly a wonderful thing to do, along with sitting in a sukkah, of course. And I wish you a wonderful and joyous holiday of Sukkot.